But it was when I opened my heart and said yes to God by His grace and became a new creation through His Word and His Holy Spirit that I started into this heart-to-heart love relationship with God. What a privilege that we have, that we can have an eternal relationship with the living God. Say this after me. God has called me.
God has called me.
Into an eternal adventure.
Into an eternal adventure.
Of intimacy with Christ.
Of intimacy with Christ.
Say it again. God has called me.
God has called me.
Into an eternal adventure,
of intimacy with Christ.
And guess what? That doesn't start when you go to heaven. It starts on the day you said yes to Jesus by His grace. We're in that adventure right now. And an adventure is not always easy. Think of an adventure on the high seas. You know, the waves get rocky and they start shaking that boat and the sails get torn perhaps. And you start having to bail out some water and you're wondering if you're going to make it. But somehow you do and you end up back at the restaurant after your sailing day. And then you have something to talk about. Well, some of you have been through some stormy winds and waves in your lives. Being a believer in Christ doesn't exempt us from that. But the good news is He goes with us through those trials and He accomplishes His purposes. They didn't hear the voice, back to the scripture here. They heard not the voice of Him that spake to me. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go into Damascus. And there it should be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. The point is that Jesus spoke after His ascension to Paul, to Saul who became Paul. God speaks to us and has spoken to us through His Son. A new covenant is in place, a relational covenant through Christ. We live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I love the passage in John 6 where Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and He said, you know, your fathers, they were saying, hey, Moses is our father. Who do you think you are, basically? And they were saying, you know, our fathers ate manna in the wilderness because God was with us. And Jesus kind of burst their bubble. He said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and they're dead. In other words, that was just a supernatural provision for a natural need at that time. But what Jesus was saying, I am the bread of life. He says, I'm living water. If you drink from me, you'll never thirst again because I'm going to quench that hole in your heart. I'm going to fill up that void in your spirit that you're thirsting for. And He said, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Now that's weird stuff. It sounds like cannibalism. But He was speaking spiritually. He was saying, if you declare your dependence on me and let me be the source of your life, you'll live forever because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Remember when Jesus talked to the woman at the well, the disciples had gone into the village to get something to eat. And Jesus sat on the well because He was tired. And this woman that He had no business talking to, because she wasn't a Jew, she was a Samaritan, half Jewish, plus she was a woman with a bad reputation, came to the well in the heat of the day. Why did she come to the well in the heat of the day? Well, because she knew no other gossipy woman would be there. This lady had been married 5 times, living with somebody that she wasn't married to. She was full of shame. She was full of reproach. She was searching, just like everybody in this world is searching, for intimacy and love. She was looking to be known and to know. She was looking for God. But sadly, she wasn't looking in the right place. So she happened to come to the well. In the heat of the day, usually nobody was there, and she could get her water and not have to endure the scornful looks of those that thought they were better than her. But Jesus was there that day, and He said, would you get me some water? I'm thirsty. And